Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to my show, Billy and the Goat. I'm Billy Yancey. God is the goat. Please hit the subscribe button so we can stay in touch. You ever been so high, you didn't know which way was up? You didn't know which way was out?
Man.
You ever been so high, you were driving and couldn't get out of the parking lot? We'll be right back.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back to my show. So yeah, many years ago, oh my goodness, somehow I got convinced by a young man to do a bong hit. And it's up there with one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. Really, really, truly. At the time, I was dating William's mom. And I got convinced by one of my clients to come by his house before I went out with William's mom for New Year's Eve, for a New Year's Eve party. We're heading down to the beach, Virginia Beach, oceanfront, to this place called, oh my gosh, what's the name of it? World Brothers. World Brothers is like this spot. It's like one of the spots that was jamming back then anyway. So yeah, I got convinced to go over this guy's house, my client's house. He's like, man, you got it. This will set you up right for the night. You'll be good the whole night for you, your lady, party, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. So I go over. He lives in an apartment complex. Pretty simple, easy in, easy out. So we get in the parking lot, go up a couple flights of stairs, and I go in. He's like, okay, man, I'm gonna set you up, be right back. He goes out of the room, comes back. It's got this bong. It's a tube. And I guess the deal is you smoke marijuana through it. And let me tell you something. I hit that thing. It hit me way harder than I hit it. It's like I thought I was on another planet. So I took one puff. He starts laughing because immediately I guess it looked like I started melting or something. I don't know. But yeah, I just sat there on the couch. Like I couldn't move. And I started getting really, really panicky, anxious, looking around. Thought someone was staring at me. Thought I heard knocking on the wall. I was like, man, I got to get out of here. Because I kept thinking in the back of my mind, I got to go pick up Lisa. I got to go pick up William's mom. He was not born at the time. And we got to go down to World Brothers. That was it. She was all dressed up. We're going to meet some friends, and that was it. So I stagger out of his apartment, go down the steps, get into my car, start it up, back out, and I start driving. And instantly I'm lost. Like, I have no idea how to get out of the parking lot. Not a clue. I was probably out there for 5 minutes driving around. And finally, I called my friend back up. I said, yo, I need some help, man. He's like, what? Where are you at? I said, I'm still in the parking lot. I can't get out. He starts laughing. So, you know, it's probably funny to somebody else, but it wasn't funny to me because I'm freaking out. So he comes out on the balcony and he is laughing his butt off. He just cannot believe. So I drive over to his apartment. I look up. He was like, go that way. That way. He's pointing his arm. That way. The street is that way. I'm trying to get out to First Colonial Avenue. So I finally get to First Colonial Avenue. And it's I think it's 45 miles an hour. And I think I was doing like 10. Honestly, I thought I was doing 10. I got up to the light. I'm approaching the light. I'm going really, 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 really slow. Cars are whizzing by me. And I get, you know, the stoplight. Light turns red. And the light just looks like huge, like this huge spotlight. And looks, it's like glaring me in my face. It was just, the whole experience was just crazy. So finally it turns green. I'm probably going like literally like 10 or 11 miles an hour. I call Lisa Williams' mom and I said, I'm on my way. I said, I'm kind of messed up. She was like, what? I said, yeah, I did a bong hit. She was like, what? Are you crazy? So I finally I got to her apartment. I think she was like the third floor, go up three flights. It seemed like it took me forever. And I wouldn't go into the apartment. I was like panicky, really, really just kind of freaking out. And I just walked around and around in a circle. This went on for hours. So needless to say, we never went to the New Year's Eve party because I was too high. And we called a friend who was trying to help me come down. He was like, man, drink a beer. I'm like, man, I'm trying to come down. I'm not trying to go up. I don't want to stay up here. I'm trying to get down. So, yeah, it's just crazy. So what does this have to do with our topic for today? Our topic for today is fruits of the Spirit. And that's in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So clearly, I exerted no self-control, no restraint at all in that situation. I should have said no. I never should have done it. I'm never should have done that. And I did. I put myself in jeopardy. I disappointed the lady that I was dating at the time. You know, messed up the night for a couple of different people who were involved, who were looking forward to our company. We were looking forward to theirs. It was just, you know, I put my life, you know, in jeopardy and others in jeopardy, you know, by driving high out of my mind. You know, could have caused an accident, kill myself, kill someone else. That's not self-restraint. So what I'll be sharing with you today is of different instances where I wish I had fruits of the Spirit as a part of me. I wish I had access to them. I wish I knew about that, you know, but I didn't. Yeah, that night was just, it was crazy. I'll never forget it. And I know the person that whose house I went over and got high, he's probably still laughing to this day. In any event, let's move on to another time. So I used to drive a 4Runner, Toyota 4Runner. I had it all jacked up. It was on 36-inch tires. Like, it just looked like a cartoon car. It just looked crazy. Had it all done up, the speakers and loud radio system. So anyway, I got it at a local tire place where they specialize in jacking trucks up. And what happened was I went to get gas and got my vehicle service. They lifted it. They did a body lift, and they put the big tires on there. So I drove off. Next day, go to the gas station, pump my gas, and while I'm pumping the gas, I'm noticing there's just gasoline just going everywhere, all over the bottom, just all over the ground. So I stop it, pumping. I look under my car. Obviously, there's gasoline everywhere, and then there's like a tube hanging. I'm like, what is going on? So I call the shop where I got the work done, and they're like, the owner's not here. I knew the owner really well. Owner's not here. You know, bring it on up. So I went like right then. And so the owner wasn't there yet. And then his assistant was there. So this, I go in, the assistant is standing behind the counter. I'm talking to him. And I said, I don't know what y'all did to my car, but I got gas going everywhere. And he says something like, well, it ain't our fault. I was like, what? I got instantly just got hot. So this was, take you back. This is when I was jacked, probably about, I don't know, 275, 280. Major attitude. Major attitude. I dare you to mess with me attitude. And he did. And he said some more slick stuff. And I said, what? So I started coming around the corner, coming around the counter.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I said, say something smart again. He runs in the back, locks the door. So I try to, there's another access to get back into the garage. I go to that door. He runs over there and he locks that door. I was like, man, I'm coming in there. I'm coming to get you. I said, keep talking that smack. I'm going off. So meanwhile, I go back outside. I call the owner and I tell him what's going on. He was like, man, what are you doing, man? Are you crazy? I said, yeah, your boy locked himself in the back. He won't come out. He said, I don't blame him. He said, man, I'll be in a minute. So he gets back to the shop. I tell him what's going on. He says, oh, man, I got you. I see what happened. You know, we just got to get a longer tube, blah, 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 this and that. And I said, your boy, where's he at? He said, man, he's not coming in. He's not coming out of here. He said, he's not coming back out here till you leave. I said, he better not. So crazy. You know, that is not any, my behaviors were not what God wants, not what the Holy Spirit wants from us. It's not fruits of the Spirit. I don't even know what you call my behaviors back then, but it definitely wasn't fruit, definitely wasn't fruity, nothing about it at all. I just had a major attitude, and that's how I carried myself. You know, the next thing that I want to share with you is a story about when I'd been open at my gym for several months. And the parking here, if you've ever been here, you know the parking is limited. So I have, for my building, I have 3 dedicated spots in the front and 3 in the back. So the front is really, really, it's important to me. You know, like any business, you want to make sure you have ample parking for your customers. And occasionally you'll have people that will come and park, you know, in my spaces and go elsewhere. And I was not a big fan of that early on. Like, I just didn't get patience. I didn't understand just being humble or a nice person or just kind of common sense, common courtesy. So this lady and her daughter, I think, come up. They park in one of my spaces, and then they walk down to the beauty salon to get their hair done. I don't realize it at the time. I pick up on it, like, because after about 15, 20 minutes, I realize they're not coming back for a while. So then I'm like, okay, I know where they went. So at the time, I was driving a black van. It had Face to Pain and FD Fitness all over it. And I went and got my van from in the back, and I parked right behind them so they couldn't get out. So they finally, a couple hours later, they finally come back. They've gotten their hair done, and they get in their car. I'm watching them. They get in their car, and then the daughter stays in the car. The mom comes back in. She comes inside my business, and she says, "Excuse me, sir," and it's just, "Little lady, I feel so bad just talking about this." So she comes in, she's very timid, coy, and she says, "Excuse me, sir, I think you're parked behind my car. I can't get out." And I said, "I realize that. I'll be there in a minute. I'm busy." Just like that. Just like that. She just looked at me like in horror. Rightfully so, right? So she walks out, she goes into her car, and I take probably about another, because someone was at the counter I was talking to, and she's just sitting in her car. I let her sit there for like 10 minutes, and finally I went out, she left. It's crazy. Just crazy. And, you know, telling this story, you know, then there again, fruits of the spirit, nowhere in sight. I just thought about another person that I trained for a time, and they moved out of the country. First, there was some poor communication over the next year or so, and she wanted to come back in for training. And I told her, I think I told her no. And I said, "No, I'm not training you." So she came back in, like, from halfway across the world. And she came in for training, and I told her, again, I told her no. And I'll never forget the look on this lady's face. And she was just hurt. I mean, I hurt her feelings, her pride, I mean, everything. You know, it was just mean-spirited what I did. How dare I, you know, have this person who's come to me for help, for guidance, fitness-wise, and paid me their money, and I'm just like, the heck with you. Once again, fruits of the spirit, not there. This last one I'm going to share is a little unsettling too. So it's another person that parked in one of my parking spaces right in front of my building. And this guy gets out. He walks next door. Polish Chicken is right next to my building. So there's the alley. And then literally on the other side of the alley is Pollard's Chicken. So I saw him walking to Pollard's, and I was caught between. I'm not going to say anything. Finally, I just said, "You know what? I'm going over there." I go over there. This guy is standing in line. He's standing in line, ready to order. I go up. I tap him on his shoulder. Big guy. I don't want you to think this is something like a little bitty guy that I was like picking on, but I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, "Excuse me, you have to move your car." And he had this look on his face like, I'd known this cat didn't just come in here. And you know what? He came out, and that could have gone a number of different ways and have a number of different endings. You know, just crazy. He could have come back later on and, you know, or it started something in Pollard's. I mean, it's just, my goodness gracious. I think back to some of the stuff that I used to do, and my behaviors are just unsettling at times. truly unsettling. Nothing about any of those situations reflect or exhibit fruits of the Spirit. My son, William, and I wrote about this in my book that'll be coming out soon. My son, William, is the closest person I have ever that most exhibits, harnesses fruits of the Spirit. He is filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Self-control was funny because just today we kind of got into it. Teenage moment. But for, you know what? We all have those teenage moments. Unfortunately, I had those teenage moments when I was much older. But yeah, it's just interesting how much he reminds me of what God wants from us. There was a time not too long ago, he likes to go to the car wash with Daddy, so we go through a drive-in car wash, and we pull up to the stop sign, and we see a lady who has a sign, and on it she says, "Please help, need money." So she's got a mask on, and you can just see her eyes. So I told William, I gave him some money. I said, "William, give the lady this money." So he rolls the window down, and he gives her the money, and he says, "You're beautiful." Instantly, I mean, she just flooded with tears. And she said, "Thank you." And then I rolled the window up, and we drove off. And I had goosebumps. William sees everybody, men, women, boys, girls, color you are, doesn't matter, young, old, as beautiful. Truly, he does. He did not see this woman as homeless, as begging for money, as hurting, as sad, as rock bottom. He did not see that. He sees her as God wants us to see her. You, me, us. That's what God wants. That is fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. God bless everybody. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.